McDonald. Basketball is on the air. WOGO's coverage of the Max is brought to you by Northwestern Bank, White City Glass, Toys and Ford of Chippewa Falls, Johnson Roll-Off Service, TTM Technologies, by Quality Propane and Fuels, Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, Royal Credit Union, the YMCA of the Chippewa Valley, Holly Bovey of Caldwell Banker Bernizer Realtors, the Check Law Office, Dave Check Attorney, and by Nicolay Bank. Also by Post Glass and Mirror of Chippewa Falls, Kurth Heating and Cooling, Wynn Family Dentistry, Chippewa Auto Body and Service, Chippewa Valley Technical College, Ashley Construction, Peterson Volker Funeral Chapel and Cremation Service, by Wiersgala Plumbing and Heating, Culver's of Lake Halley and Chippewa Falls, East Loken and Associates LLC Professional Land Surveying, Chippewa Valley Financial Services, and by Stelter Incorporated. Now, with the Max pregame show, here's your WOGO sports team, Caleb Swenson and Mark Maloney.
WOGO, go Max, your sports station.
Well, good evening and welcome inside McDonald Central High School in Chippewa Falls. Steve and Deb Raisler Gymnasium, site of this Western Cloverbelt Conference tilt between your Chippewa Falls McDonald Central Lady Macs and the Eau Claire Regis Ramblers. Both of these teams are 5-1 in the Western Cloverbelt, tied with Fall Creek for the honor of first place in the always tough Western Cloverbelt Conference. And this game will determine who takes at least a temporary lead in the conference standings. I'm Caleb Swenson, soon to be joined by Mark Maloney. We are live on YouTube tonight, WOGO Sports. We'd be honored if you would subscribe there. Then you'll never miss a Chi High or McDonald game broadcast. Gavin Bovey is running our camera tonight. Zach Wycheck back at the WOGO studios in Halley, our producer and board operator at the home base. McDonald comes into this game 7-7. They've lost three of their last four, but got back on track with a big win here on this home floor against Thorpe earlier this week. Eau Claire Regis 12-4 on the season. Again, only four setbacks, and those have been against some top flight competition, but one of those four losses was to McDonald. First conference game of the season for both of those teams. We had it for you in early December here on WOGO Sports, and McDonald nipped Regis on the road at Regis 42-39. Always a very difficult place to play, the home of the Ramblers, and McDonald was able to get the better of their former teammate LMA Cooper, who had a phenomenal game but ended up giving the ball up at the end, and a teammate was not able to make the shot. And McDonald, again, this young, talented team, got a big win to help boost their confidence early on in this season. It's been kind of an up-and-down season so far for head coach Sally Williams and her McDonald Lady Macs, again losing such a talented senior class from last year's state qualifying squad, and then losing their top returning scorer in LMA Cooper, who now plays, of course, for Eau Claire Regis. But McDonald has, again, taken some of their lumps with non-conference losses to teams like Neillsville and Elk Mound. They did lose to Colfax and to Fall Creek as well, but also some very big-time victories, not only that one against Eau Claire Regis, but also against a Durand, Arkansas team that looks like they could be in the mix at the end of things as well. Lot coming up here in our Lady Max pregame. We'll talk with both head coaches, starting with Teddy Joas of the Eau Claire Regis Ramblers. That's all ahead in 2 minutes. This is Lady Max Basketball on WOGO Sports and live via WOGO Sports on YouTube. Make sure to subscribe, and you can watch this video wherever you might be. Back in two on WOGO.
At Chippewa Valley Financial Services, they know that taxes and bookkeeping are a necessary part of life and business, but often the last thing you'd like to be working on. With offices in Chippewa Falls and Eau Claire and a full staff of accountants, bookkeepers, and tax preparers, Chippewa Valley Financial Services stands ready to help businesses and individuals, taking away the burden and freeing up your time for what matters most. For taxes, accounting, and bookkeeping, there's only one name you need to know: Chippewa Valley Financial Services.
Welcome to the bundle event. Entering now are undisputed tag team champions, the mid-size SUV and the mid-century modern. Together with a State Farm agent, this auto and home duo are a powerful force of savings, service, and customizable coverage. Now, let's get ready to bundle.
Contact State Farm agent Michelle Mua in Chippewa Falls for a free quote. MichelleMua.com.
Availability and amount of discounts and savings vary by state. Save smarter and grow your funds faster with a certificate from Royal Credit Union. Royal's 4.25% 9-month certificate has no minimum opening balance and a locked-in rate for a guaranteed return at maturity. Open a 4.25% APY 9-month certificate at any Royal office or online at rcu.org/certificate-saver. Early withdrawal penalties could reduce earnings and principal. APY accurate as of 12/5/24, insured by NCUA.
Quality Propane and Fuels, Northern Wisconsin's trusted propane supplier since 1996. At Quality Propane, we're committed to the highest level of service for all our customers, residential, commercial, and industrial. Quality Propane always brings you competitive rates through our strong focus on efficiency, and we use the very latest technology to keep your family safe and cut energy costs. Payment programs available to fit any situation. Call 723-9490, stop by the office, or visit qualitypropaneandfuels.com.
Welcome back. Lady Max Basketball here on WOGO Sports as we catch up with both head coaches, starting with Coach Teddy Joas of the Eau Claire Regis Ramblers here on WOGO, Halle, Eau Claire, Chippewa Falls. Welcome back to McDonald Lady Max pregame here on WOGO Sports Radio, 103.1 FM, AM 680, WOGO.com, live video streaming on the all-new WOGO Sports YouTube channel. It's the rematch between McDonald and Regis, this time in Chippewa Falls. McDonald nipped Regis by three earlier in Eau Claire, first conference game of the season, and now head coach Teddy Joas, and you are tied with McDonald and Fall Creek, all 5-1 at the top of the Western Clover Belt, and again, talented teams, and this is what you're looking for that second time through the conference.
Yeah, we knew coming into the year, Fall Creek, McDonald, we're going to be the tough teams at the top, and we know the rest of the conference is improving every day and getting better. So, yeah, the first game, I think, like you mentioned, against McDonald, I can't remember exactly how it went, but we kind of lead early, and then they went on a late, really late run, and we didn't have an answer. So credit to McDonald. I think we got a little more things in and a little more prepared this time around.
Coach, that first time you saw McDonald, 23 turnovers, and I'm sure that's something, too, where you say, hey, early in the season, we kind of got some of those bugs worked out, hopefully, knock on wood, than we have now, too, and improved by this point of the season when you see everybody the second time.
Yeah, you hope that. You know, we keep a board with our team, our 95% board, and talk about turnovers a lot, and there's no secret. You know, when you turn the ball over a lot, it's a lot harder to win those games than it is when you take care of it. So our goal each game is 10 or less. You know, like you mentioned, that first game, that second half, we just turned the ball over too much, and ultimately that led to their transition points and the outcome that happened.
Coach, I remember that first game we talked to you about the fact that you had a phenomenal player in LMA Cooper but didn't get the advantage of summer ball and also years of playing with these teammates too. So it's kind of been a work in progress, I'm sure, for this team to acclimate to one another. How's that been going?
It's going good. It's up and down. I mean, but again, when you're in season like this, depending on how your schedule lines up, sometimes you don't have a ton of what you can call kind of skill practice work to refine that stuff. Our schedule was really loaded, front loaded this year, and so we're looking forward to a couple more gaps coming up to get some more of that kind of skill stuff, I'd call it, in. But they're acclimating to each other. Again, when you have someone like LMA, there's always a learning curve, and there's a constant learning curve for not only the players but coaches also, because she has the ability and is so dynamic to change a game. So that's kind of an ongoing thing, but we do continue to work on that.
Well, Coach, McDonald and Regis, any sport, it's always a great rivalry and a great matchup. We're looking forward to another fun one tonight. Thank you so much for your time.
Yeah, thanks for talking.
Head Coach Teddy Joas, rather, of Regis here on WOGO Sports. Again, watch live tonight the WOGO Sports YouTube channel.
What are customers saying about Post Glass and Mirror?
Amazing job on my screens and very friendly.
I absolutely love my new Lindsay vinyl windows.
Prices are the best in town, along with fast customer service.
Got two heavy glass shower doors from Post Glass and Mirror. High quality, excellent service.
When I picked up my car after they replaced my windshield, it was cleaner than when I brought it in.
For commercial or residential glass and recalibration of the advanced driver safety system after windshield replacement for any make and model, call Post Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls. Post postglassandmirror.com.
H&R Electric in Chippewa Falls wishes McDonald basketball the best of luck this season. Just like strong practice habits are the backbone of a championship team, the wiring is the backbone of your home or business. Whether you're a contractor, business owner, or just looking to make some home improvements, H&R Electric is your solution. Call them at 715-723-2977. That's 723-2977. H&R Electric in Chippewa Falls, proud to back the Max.
Welcome back to McDonald Lady Max pregame on WOGO Radio and WOGO Sports, the live video stream on YouTube, here with head coach Sally Williams. It's the rematch between McDonald and Regis, this time in Chippewa Falls. And Coach Williams had dropped a few games in a row, a really tough stretch, got kind of that monkey off your back, getting a win against Thorpe. And now you've got another really difficult opponent the second time through the Clover Belt.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, as I'm hiding it, we lost two tough games and then rebounded with Thorpe, but we got to bring our A game tonight for sure.
Coach, when you look at some of those last games, what we saw against Fall Creek, for instance, there's not a huge gap between you and some of these elite teams, but I think sometimes you're saying, hey, we need some girls to just step up and maybe be a little bit more selfish offensively at times.
Yeah, I mean, we got to score to win, definitely, and so we got to be able to hit those shots when we're open and be able to finish when we do have our opportunities to the rim, and maybe get to the free throw line a little bit more. I mean, those are just things that are only going to help us win the game. I mean, you can only defend and hold a team under so many points if you can't outscore them.
Now, Coach, on the other side, even though the offense, again, is still work in progress, we've seen some flashes, but the defense has been pretty solid this year and have to be something that you can say, hey, we can keep building on that.
Yeah, I mean, there's still room for improvement for sure, but lately that's been our rock. I mean, that's what's been saving us and keeping us in games, definitely, as we are kind of been ups and downs with our shooting percentage, and so that's something that we just got to finally put a complete game together.
Coach, the last time you saw Regis force 23 turnovers in that game, neither team shot the ball particularly well in that game, too. What do you expect tonight?
I mean, probably a lot of the same. It's going to be a battle both ways. I mean, it's a big game, and both teams know it, and so both teams got to bring it, and it's going to be a game of runs and who can stop who and who's got the ball at the end.
Coach, three-way tie for first place in the Western Clover Belt Conference with you, Regis, and Fall Creek right now. Big game tonight. We're looking forward to it. We'll talk to you afterward.
All right, thank you.
That's head coach Sally Williams. McDonald pregame on WOGO Sports on YouTube and WOGO Radio.
Whether it's in education, business, or athletics, being part of a team is something truly special. This is Jamie Liebrandt, Market President at Northwestern Bank, and every day our team is here for you, for your family, your business, and your community. At Northwestern Bank, you'll find all the technology and services of big banks, but in a personal setting that shows that people are what we value most. Northwestern Bank, building stronger communities where people matter. Member FDIC.
Just about game time here on WOGO Sports. Caleb Swenson, soon to be joined by Mark Maloney with you. 103.1 FM, AM 680, and WOGO.com. Also, make sure you check out the all-new WOGO Sports YouTube channel as well. It's time for the Toys and Ford Keys to the Game. You'll find a friend at Toys and Ford in Chippewa Falls. When you look at turnovers the last time these two teams collided, McDonald turned the ball over 15 times, 23 turnovers for Eau Claire Regis, and I'm sure both of these head coaches would say we want those numbers to be as close to single digits as possible. Looks like it could be a full house here tonight. We are looking forward to that. A couple more things to point out stats-wise that you can check out again on our WOGO Sports YouTube channel. The graphics there. Thank you again to our friends at MacMan and Eau Claire for giving us some equipment to test things out, as we've got a youth basketball night, so it's going to be even more full here tonight as well. But looking forward to a great game. And again, if that's your Toys and Ford key to the game, it's who can turn the ball over minimally here tonight. And again, with aggressive defense on both sides, it's not going to be easy to keep those turnovers to single digits. They're really, really not going to be something that either team's going to be able to do with ease. But if you can go high single digits, low double digits in terms of turnovers, and maybe force your opponent to turn the ball over 15, 20 times, possessions in what could be another low-scoring game are certainly going to be key. And whenever you can keep a team from even getting a shot off with a turnover and give yourself another crack at a bucket, that certainly has to be a very important aspect in a tight Western Clover Belt Conference race. Your Toyce and Ford Keys to the Game brought to you by the dealer where you'll find a friend, Toyce and Ford, in Chippewa Falls. We'll step out and be back after this with your starting lineups, player introductions, and then tip-off as McDonald and Regis will step out and be back in 3 minutes on WOGO.
Only the best. That's what you get from Stelter Incorporated and the concrete they provide. For three generations, Stelter Incorporated has been helping turn people's dreams into reality with the highest quality ready-mix concrete tested every day. Stelter mines and processes the aggregates themselves, and their fleet of dump trucks and drivers are here to serve you. Expect the best. That's what you'll get from Stelter. Stelter Incorporated, online at StelterIncorporated.com.
Yep, it's cold. And as you're spending extra time indoors, you realize it's time for a change. No, not a tropical getaway. Something a little more practical, like that long overdue bathroom remodel from Burzgala Plumbing and Heating. Treat yourself to a walk-in shower or a jacuzzi. How about finally adding that extra bathroom in the basement? Call Burzgala Plumbing and Heating for a free estimate and make the dream happen.
Competition drives us to be our best. That's why sports are such a valuable experience for all of our young athletes. At Toyce and Ford, we know the importance of good competition. It's easier than ever to shop for a new car or truck, and that's pushed all of us at Toyce and Ford to be better at what we do in creating a great experience for our customers. It's the reason that we have the slogan, "You'll find a friend." So before you head to the next high school game, stop into our all-new dealership in Chippewa Falls and see why you'll find a friend at Toyce and Ford.
Remember when you were a kid and broke that window? Remember how bad you felt when Mom and Dad found out? Mom made everything okay with hot cookies. Dad called White City Glass to fix it. That was years ago. When someone little you know breaks one of your windows, bake the cookies and call White City Glass. They're in the business of fixing broken glass of any kind. White City Glass, helping people of all ages since 1967.
Want to reach more local customers? Advertise on WOGO Sports.
Position, oh, but there's a shot by Ethan Foyles. A razor sniper shot right there, upper right-hand corner, we're tied.
Another three on the way for McDonald. Oh, Eli, step, bucket for step from the left wing.
Advertise in WOGO's broadcasts of local high school sports. Call us anytime or click on advertising at WOGO.com.
Building stronger kids, stronger families, and stronger communities. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley offering three full-service locations in Eau Claire and Chippewa Falls. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley is open 7 days a week, and membership rates are among the lowest in the area. Find your community with group exercise classes, and the Y welcomes families with kids. Ask about their monthly Parents Night Out event, Family Fun Zone, and Child Watch Service. All free with your Y membership. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley.
Welcome back to McDonald Basketball, WOGO Radio, 103.1 FM, AM 680, and WOGO.com. Also, the all-new WOGO Sports Live video stream for the Eau Claire Regis Ramblers. They start number four, Izzy Rickard, the 5'11 junior. Carly Borst, the 5'9 senior, number 11, best rebounder of the team, double-digit rebound. 6'1 senior, Malia Cassing, number 12. Ella Mae Cooper, their leading scorer, the talented sophomore, 5'5", number 21. And Kara Olson, the 5'8", senior, number 23, rounds out the starting lineup for head coach Teddy Joas. On the other side, for your McDonald Lady Max, Aaron Siegenthaler, the sophomore, 5'7", number 0, the point guard. Kendall Heffler, the power forward, the senior, number 1, 5'10". And Siegenthaler, the sophomore forward and guard, 5'8". Also, Ford Chi High, Claire Ruff, number 24, another sophomore, 5'8", And Chloe Flanagan, 5'4", the junior guard, wears number 20 for head coach Sally Williams. Again, on a youth basketball night, a very busy night here at Stephen Deb Raisler Gymnasium inside McDonald Central High School in Chippewa Falls. It's a little hard to find a place to sit right now, which is what you might expect between McDonald and Regis. Again, thank you to Gavin Bovey running our camera here on site. WOGO Sports on YouTube. Subscribe. You can watch live, see what we're seeing. Also, Zach Wycheck back in the WOGO studios in Halley. Eau Claire Regis with their Kelly Green uniforms, tops and bottoms, jet black numerals, the white piping. On the other side, McDonald with their white uniforms, tops and bottoms, royal blue solid lettering and numerals, royal blue accents on the tanks and the shorts. It'll be Ann Siegenthaler to jump at midcourt, and Siegenthaler wins the back tap to Kendall Heffler, and we are underway. Good to have you with us here on WOGO Sports on the radio and on YouTube. So we welcome in Mark Maloney. It's a lot harder to get in than normal.
Yes.
Claire Ruff has it up top. McDonald's leading scorer hands off to Ann Siegenthaler. And back up top, Chloe Flanagan to Claire right corner. Drops it down to Kendall Heffler, and she lost along the baseline. Malia Cassing saves it to LMA Cooper. Cooper, her first time back on the floor that she played on, start on last year. The Siegenthaler's trapping near midcourt, and a wraparound pass knocked away by McDonald. Kendall Heffler, and saved back inbounds by Siegenthaler to Claire Ruff. It is loud in here.
Yes.
Just the way you like it for a McDonald Regis game, a game where these two teams are both tied, along with Fall Creek, for the top of the Western Clover Belt Conference. A bullet pass down low from Aaron Siegenthaler to Kendall Heffler. She goes up strong. No. A whistle and a foul down low, and Kendall Heffler picked up a cheap one to start the game, and not what you're looking for at the beginning of a game from your senior.
I thought she had pretty good position there.
Just over a minute gone by. Bullet pass down low for Eau Claire. Reaches up and in for two. Was
Levin. Carly.
Carly Borst, who's their leading scorer. Or excuse me, their leading rebounder and second leading scorer. Right side, Kendall Heffler. Up top, Siegenthaler. Siegenthaler for three, and Siegenthaler off the front of the rim. No. LMA Cooper across the logo, left side. Slides a bounce pass. They'll work it down low again. Blocked from behind by McDonald. Another whistle and a foul on Kendall Heffler, who had the block the first time. May have just picked up her second. We'll see, though. That might go on Claire Ruff.
It did.
So two quick fouls for McDonald. First free throw, all around and in. Gonna have to say these Regis uniforms are difficult to read the numbers.
They are.
But that is Carly Borst at the line, and she has 3 points already. And Borst hits the second. 4-0 Eau Claire Regis. A good start for the Ramblers and for Carly Borst, the senior. Aaron Siegenthaler, right wing. Aaron, right block extended. Tries to slide a bounce pass along the baseline, picked up by Kendall Heffler. She'll push up a 15-foot baseline jumper, no good. And the rebound pulled in by Izzy Rickard. Rickard, of course, part of that volleyball team that went to state. Blocked by Claire Ruff. Down along the baseline, denies a shot. Ruff now on the run. Attacking, goes in hard, hangs in the air and hits.
That was great all the way from this end to the other end.
And again, the last time these two teams tangled, it took a little bit for McDonald to get going offensively with another quick whistle and a foul. And that one is going against whom for McDonald?
I guess
Ann Siegenthaler.
Yeah.
15:33 to go here, first half. 4-2 Regis, inbounds to Malia Cassing. Cassing hands off to Rickard up top. Floats it right side. They go back to Cassing in the paint. She took an extra step and they caught it. Northwestern Bank, building stronger communities where people matter and proud to support local athletics. Northwestern Bank. Claire Ruff. Glenn Ketch with Aaron Siegenthal on the backboard. Trying to avoid the trap. Shoots a bounce pass to Chloe Flanagan to Kendall Heffler. Heffler attacking, casting. Falls hard and called for a travel. Well, whether you're a contractor, business owner, or just looking to make some home improvements, H&R Electric is your solution. Give them a call at 715-723-2977. That's 723-2977. H&R Electric, proud to back the Mavs. Rickard up top, drops it down to Malia Casting. She bobbled the ball, gets it back, tied up. And then held ball, Claire Ruff. Ties up Casting. Possession will go to the Ramblers. Wynn Family Dentistry, Dr. Daniel Wynn, Dr. Annie McLaughlin, and their team are ready to serve you on County Highway I and Chippewa Falls. Read testimonials on the Wynn Family Dentistry Facebook page. Inbounds to LMA Cooper. 3 minutes gone by, first half. Cooper up top. Riley Christensen-Richardson is coming to the game for McDonald. Bounce pass at the high post. Almost a walk and a steal instead by McDonald. Siegenthal to Riley Christensen-Richardson. Back to nice. Siegenthal. High off the glass and scores.
Great ball work between those two girls.
And that was Ann Siegenthaler with her first points. Four apiece. And another steal. Ann Siegenthaler on the run. Down the lane. Layup good. 6-4. First lead of the game for McDonald. LMA Cooper across the logo at midcourt. Loses the ball for a moment to Siegenthaler. Now throws it off the knee of Claire Ruff. Called for a kick. It'll stay with Regis.
Girls are doing a nice job on LMA.
They're trapping right near midcourt. ...14-17. Left to play here in the first half. Emily Hartman comes into the game for Kendall Heffler. Hartman, the sophomore, 5'8", number 31. Bullet pass to Rickard in the left corner. Rickard shoots it back up top. She fires to Casson. Casson can't hold on to it. Goes to a couple McDonald hands. Ends up in Aaron Siegenthaler's hands. But Claire Ruff had a piece of it. So did Emily Hartman. Ruff along the baseline. She's doubled back out to Ann Siegenthaler. To Aaron Siegenthaler. Straight on for three. That went off the mark. Hartman trying to save it. Not quite able to.
Take that. At least she's got it. It's a good shot. A little off. But I'd like to see her shoot.
Regis. Again, a little trouble just getting it past midcourt, and we have a whistle and a foul on McDonald, either Hartman or Siegenthaler.
What about Aaron?
And so the foul is coming pretty quickly here for McDonald's. Aaron Siegenthaler picks up her first. She'll sub out for Chloe Flanagan. 14 fouls on the board right now for McDonald. None called against Regis. Rickard across the timeline. She's double trapped. Throws a dangerous pass across the floor. Pulled back up by the Ramblers. Passing left side. Kick out Rickard. Rickard 4-3. Front rim no. Good box out by Chloe Flanagan. But she lost it along the baseline. Loose down there in the corner. Stolen by Regis. Going through a number of pairs of hands. Everybody saying that they didn't touch it out and the other team did. One of the officials say that's what matters. And they'll say Regis basketball.
Yeah, good fight down there. Chloe kind of thought she was throwing it to a teammate, but then did a nice job fighting to try to get that ball.
Claire Ruff tips an inbounds pass, but it goes off the underside of the backboard. Sub coming in for Eau Claire Regis. As Abby Hawker goes out. Inbounds up top.
Kara Olson.
To Kara Olson. Rickard in the corner. On top, LMA Cooper against Riley Christensen-Richardson. LMA pulls up from 10 feet, drops it in to tie the game. That runner from LMA Cooper, her first points. Six apiece. Just over 13 minutes to go here in the first half. Claire Ruff to Riley Christensen-Richardson. Riley driving along the baseline. Tries to go up and under with a reverse. No. Rebound and the outlet kicked out to LMA Cooper. Cooper down the middle of the lane, slashing to the hoop, draws a foul with 12:49 to go. Well, contact Chippewa Falls State Farm agent Michelle Mua at 715-726-1919 for life, home, car insurance, and more. Michelle and her team treat you like family with unforgettable service and great coverage. Get a free quote now, MichelleMua.com. That's MichelleMua.com. Cooper hits the first free throw. Regis retakes the lead 7-6.
That was Ann Siegenthaler that picked up her second.
And the team's fifth, so only one foul left to give for the final 12:49. Second free throw rims in for Ella Mae Cooper. She has 4 points. 8-6, the lead for McDonald. Kendall Heffler back in, and she can't handle a pass that was tipped by Regis and knocks it into the fan section. 12:43 remaining. Back to the Ramblers. And Coach Williams said a game of runs. Regis started out fast. McDonald responded. Now the Ramblers counterpunch it. Ella Mae Cooper, follow a three from the left corner is good.
Can't let her be that wide open.
A three, a two, and a pair of free throws for Ella Mae Cooper. It is a 5-point lead for Eau Claire Regis, 11-6. Claire Ruff to answer. That one rims it. Got some scores, some shooters on both sides. 11-9. Regis lead trimmed to two with 12:07 left. Aaron Siegenthaler comes in. Claire Ruff gets her first breather. Regis will inbound. We have a pretty big gap in where we can view, and probably if you're looking at the YouTube live video stream via WOGO Sports, we've got a very large student section because it's youth basketball night. These kids know that you're supposed to be on your feet in a basketball game. Missed three by Regis. Out of bounds to McDonald.
Tessa Rozelski's coming in.
Riley Christensen Richardson comes out. That's the senior. She'll inbound it. And Chloe Flanagan has Rickert come right through her body in the backcourt trying to knock it away. That'll be the first whistle of the game against Eau Claire Regis. White City Glass salutes all the hardworking athletes. For all your windshield glass and garage door needs, call White City Glass in Chippewa Falls. Aaron Siegenthaler crosses over in the lane. Oh. Pull up from 4 feet, doesn't go down. Nice move, everything but the finish there. Ella Mae Cooper across the timeline.
Very good shot.
Ella Mae crossing over on Siegenthaler, leaning to the basket and scores. She's brought the full bag of tricks today. Ella Mae Cooper already with 9 points. Kendall Heffler comes to a jump stop to Tess Rozowski. Three in the corner, off the mark. Offensive rebound and drawing the foul is Emily Hartman. That'll go against Cooper, her first team second. Again, White City Glass, a proud sponsor of Chippewa Falls High School Sports on WOGO for over 30 years. A salute to all the hardworking athletes from White City Glass. First free throw's good. For Emily Hartman, makes it a one-possession game once again. Hartman, the 5'8" sophomore, second free throw off the mark. Rebound pulled down by Rickert. 13-10 it remains. Regis with the lead. Ella Mae Cooper. Left side. Driving baseline. Top shot. Somebody got a piece of that. Maybe Kendall Heffler. And it's loose to McDonald and Hartman. Aaron Siegenthaler in the backcourt being pursued by Ella Mae Cooper. Reaching in. No call. Left side, Emily Hartman. Hartman curling into the lane. Flips it out to Tess Rozowski. The senior driving baseline. Has her pass knocked away out of bounds. Good hands there by Carly Borst. Kara Olson. Out of bounds to McDonald. Emily Hartman played some good minutes. She'll take a break.
Yeah.
Ruff. We'll come back in a moment. Timeout first. We'll take a timeout as well. Back in 30 seconds. This is McDonald Basketball on WOGO.
At Chippewa Valley Financial Services, they know that taxes and bookkeeping are a necessary part of life and business, but often the last thing you'd like to be working on. With offices in Chippewa Falls and Eau Claire and a full staff of accountants, bookkeepers, and tax preparers, Chippewa Valley Financial Services stands ready to help businesses and individuals, taking away the burden and freeing up your time for what matters most. For taxes, accounting, and bookkeeping, there's only one name you need to know: Chippewa Valley Financial Services.
Welcome back to a crowded Stephen Deb Racer Gymnasium inside McDonald Central High School in Chippewa Falls. It's a one-possession game right now, 13-10. McDonald trails Eau Claire Regis. 10 minutes, 39 seconds remaining before halftime. McDonald with the basketball, trailing by a possession. Erin Siegenfeller up top. She's double, drops off to Claire Ruff. Ruff left side feed for Riley Christensen-Richardson. Floats over to Tess Rozowski. High catch. Loops it back over to Riley. Bullet pass down low. Kendall Heffler up and in for two.
Kendall was calling for it. They got it to her for a nice layup.
Feed. Riley with the dime, and Kendall her first basket. Tipped pass. Rickard has it up top. Another tipped pass by Riley to Claire Ruff. Ruff down the right side of the lane. Soars in for two, and McDonald's will regain the lead 14-13.
32nd timeout, Regis.
Timeout taken by Regis. We'll take a break as well. Back in 30 seconds on WOGO. This is McDonald Basketball.
Welcome to the bundle event. Entering now are undisputed tag team champions, the midsize SUV and the mid-century modern. Together with a State Farm agent, this auto and home duo are a powerful force of savings, service, and customizable coverage. Now, let's get ready to bundle.
Contact State Farm agent Michelle Mua in Chippewa Falls for a free quote. MichelleMua.com.
Availability and amount of discounts and savings vary by state.
Caleb Swenson, Mark Maloney with you on WOGO Sports. We are embedded in a big fan section, as you can see if you're watching on the YouTube live video stream. You're seeing heads and bodies pass in front of the camera multiple times. Just makes you feel like you're here. Regis with the basketball, McDonald with the lead, 14-13. Rickard up top for Regis, throws to LMA Cooper. Cooper doubled near midcourt. Cooper dribbling between three McDonald defenders, tied up. Riley Christensen-Richardson took it away, and that possession arrow goes to McDonald. Love the way that Riley's playing early on in this game.
They're all playing very aggressive, and that, you know, they're just out there. If you foul them, you foul them, but be aggressive.
9:48 to go here, first half. Up top, Riley swings left side for Erin Siegenthaler. Erin floats to Riley Christensen-Richardson, drives it in to Claire Ruff. She lost it out of bounds, last touch by Regis.
Yep. Went off of Regis' foot.
The McDonald inbound. Riley Christensen-Richardson shoots it in to Erin Siegenthaler. Erin right back to Riley, right of the wheel. High post feed at the right elbow. Claire Ruff is doubled, then tripled, and a held ball. And possession will go back to Regis. LMA Cooper got a piece of that one. McDonald Area Catholic Schools, safe, faith-based, quality education. Witness the McDonald difference. Schedule your visit today, McDonaldAreaCatholicSchools.org. Rickert tied up temporarily in the paint, drops it off to Malia Cassing, and Cassing is tied up. And three straight tie-ups here. That was Tess Rozowski, who said, give that ball to me. Claire Ruffle now inbound.
Yep, they're going after it.
Inbounds to Erin Siegenthaler. Back to Claire Ruff, playing catch with Erin in the backcourt. Erin splits a couple defenders, shoots it over to Claire, left side, pass of the three, back to Erin, right side, Riley Christensen-Richardson to Tess Rozowski, snaps off a three, far side of the rim, no. Had a good look there, wouldn't drop.
Good to see the shots going up.
Kara Olson to Malia Cassing, high post. Drops into the left corner. Ricker wide open for three. That one side of the rim, no. Rebound to Claire Ruff. That was a good look for a talented shooter in Izzy Ricker. Now Claire Ruff has Ricker behind her. Drives right to the basket. Pace and hits.
Nobody's going to stop her. She's going to take it.
16-13. McDonald with a three-point lead. High dribble in the paint. Drop down to Malia Casson. Casson up and in for two off the feed from Rickards. Malia Casson got lost in the shuffle there. And scores her first points. Tess Rozowski tried to drop a pass five hole. Down low to Kendall Heffler. Knocked out of bounds. It'll be McDonald basketball there. 8:13 to go here, first half. Again, join us, WOGO Sports YouTube channel. We're on the radio at 103.1 FM, AM 680, and WOGO.com. Caleb Swenson, Mark Maloney with you. Zach Wycheck, our producer and board operator. Gavin Bovey, our camera operator here at McDonald Central High School in Chippewa Falls. And Siegenthaler on the bench with two fouls for head coach Sally Williams. Her teammates holding strong. Claire Ruff. Another jump ball. We'll see. The officials are looking at one another, and they call it travel.
Yeah, I don't know.
And it looked like Claire got tied up and then took a step, but one official overrules the other. Chloe Flanagan will come back in for McDonald. Tess Rozowski takes a seat with 7:55 remaining here in the first half. McDonald with some backcourt pressure, doubling up LMA Cooper to deny her the inbounds pass, but she still gets it in the forecourt. LMA right side. Pulls up for another three. Got another one. Her second, LMA Cooper. Again, just in her bag tonight. Two threes, two twos, and a pair of free throws. Down low. Kendall Heffler misses from along the baseline. Off the feed from Aaron Siegenthaler. LMA Cooper, full speed, down the lane, blocked. That one sent the other way by Kendall Heffler. Now McDonald on the run out. Claire Ruff goes hard to the ground, and Ruff is going to have to shake this one off as she's held back to her feet. 18-16, Regis with the lead. Claire Ruff will go to the line for two. 7:17 remaining. A foul, I believe, went on Kara Olson.
It did.
Her first, team's third. McDonald's committed five fouls. We're just starting to catch up a little bit more. Claire Ruff, first free throw, is perfect. A way to shake off a hard foul and calmly drop in the free throw, Claire Ruff. 18-17, 1-point lead for Regis. Can Claire Ruff tie the game here? Free throw? Yes. Got it. 18 apiece. Just over 7 minutes to go here in the first half in Chippewa Falls. Both Siegenthalers back in the game, and Ann Siegenthaler just picked up her third foul immediately after coming back in. Trying to guard LMA Cooper in the backcourt. It's called for a blocking foul, and Kendall Heffler's going to have to come back in shortly. Rickard gets it back off the inbound. Pokes it up top for Kara Olson. Olson whips it over to Rickard, high on the left. Rickard back to Olson. They'll drop down into the paint, finding Malia Casson on the right block. Kick out to Rickard. Straight on for a deep three. Front rim, no. Rebound knocked out of bounds to McDonald. And that will stop the clock, and Ann Siegenthaler will have to head right back to the bench. We had a little bit of a gamble putting Siegenthaler back in with two fouls, but you'd hope she'd be able to play clean now. I don't think there's any doubt that she's going to have to sit the rest of the half.
I think so, too.
18 apiece. Claire Ruff, far side of the floor. Leaves for Aaron Siegenthaler. Right side, Chloe Flanagan. Flanagan to Claire Ruff, just outside the elbow. Kendall Heffler, right wing. Up top, Chloe Flanagan swings to Aaron Siegenthaler. Good look at a three. Far side of the rim and off the top of the backboard and out of bounds.
Again, a good shot. They're just not going in, but they will.
Well, plumbing or heating and cooling emergencies, they don't take days off, and that's why Wasgalla Plumbing and Heating is available 24-7, serving the Chippewa Valley and surrounding areas since 1969. Wasgalla Plumbing and Heating, call 839-0707 or go to wasgalla.com. Nice feed down low for Eau Claire Regis and Carly Borst up and in for her second basket. She's been a little quiet for a while offensively, but a double-digit rebounder for Regis gives them back the lead, 20-18. Under 6 minutes to go here, first half now. Claire Ruff to Emily Hartman. Hartman in the right corner, drops it down. Pass thrown away by Kendall Heffler. Bellamy Cooper down the lane. Euros up with the right hand and scores. Bellamy Cooper doing it all for Regis tonight. Emily Hartman to answer. High off the glass and scores. 22-20 Regis. Down low, Carly Borst, and she's tied up. Held ball possession will stay here with Regis. And don't forget to subscribe, WOGO Sports on YouTube. Something new that we've been debuting the last few weeks here. You can watch and listen now. Live video streaming, WOGO Sports on YouTube. Inbounds to Kara Olsen. Olsen driving right down the side of the lane. Lost it out of bounds. The last touch by McDonald. Northwestern Bank, building stronger communities where people matter and proud to support local athletics. Northwestern Bank. Ricker to inbound, shoots it up top. Kara Olsen, she's left alone for three. Back rim, no. Fight for the rebound. Held ball, possession going to McDonald.
Good rebound there by Emily.
Stelter Inc. works every day to bring you the absolute highest quality and longest lasting concrete with a fleet of dump trucks and drivers at your service. Three generations of turning dreams into reality and always proud to support local sports. Visit StelterIncorporated.com. That's StelterIncorporated.com. Emily Hartman wide open. 4-3 left corner too far. Kendall Heffler fighting for the rebound. Saves it back in bounds, but to Regis. Great effort by Kendall, but didn't have a teammate there. Rickert pulls up from 15. Good. 4-point lead for Eau Claire Regis. Izzy Rickert, that's her first basket.
Yes, it is.
Riley Christensen-Richardson across the timeline to Kendall Heffler. Lost it along the baseline. Gets it back. Stolen away along the left corner. And a quick foul on McDonald. And Kendall may have picked that one up.
Yes, she did.
Threw it away and then picked up the foul. No?
No. It looked like it went on Emily.
All right, so Emily Hartman with the foul, and that's a 1-1 for Regis coming the other way, but I think the relief is that it didn't go on Kendall Heffler.
Yeah.
That's one McDonald could ill afford to have. They've been battling foul trouble throughout this first half. Kendall's going to take his seat, Claire Ruff back in. That was the 17th foul for McDonald, just the first on Emily Hartman. And that brings Ella Mae Cooper back to the line where she's 2-for-2. And rims out the free throw, and Emily Hartman knocks the rebound to Riley Christensen-Richardson. Good box out of Malia Cassing there. Emily Hartman on the floor along with Chloe Flanagan, Riley Christensen-Richardson, who's chasing the ball down right now, and Ella Mae Cooper beats her to it. Ella Mae, a wild shot. Reverse layup doesn't go down. Riley push ahead to Chloe Flanagan. Chloe drops it down to Claire Ruff. Ruff pulls up, tough shot in the paint. Thought she got some contact. No. Ella Mae Cooper.
Kind of let them play out there.
Yeah. In front of the McDonald bench, Ella Mae Cooper. Long cross-court pass to Izzy Rickert. Malia Cassing wants it at the high post. Kara Olsen. Far side skip to Carly Boris. Back up top to Rickert. She is wide open for three, and that one rings in. Too wide open. 27-20 Regis, their largest lead. 3:33 to go. Claire Ruff lost it off her sneaker. And a whistle and a foul on Claire Ruff as she got tied up with Malia Cassing. That'll send Cassing down to shoot a 1-1. And not the fouls McDonald wants when you turn the ball over and then get caught reaching in.
Yeah, and it was, such an incidental little turnover there where it just hit her foot.
3:29 left. Regis leads 27-20. It's been a back and forth game, but the Ramblers starting to pull away a little bit here as Cassing hits the first free throw. Malia Cassing with 3 points. Senior, second free throw. Rims out. Good rebound by Aaron Siegenthal. Aaron across the timeline. Pulls it up at the right elbow. Back out to Riley Christensen-Richardson to Tess Rozowski. Tess to Aaron, right wing. Siegenthaler working off a little slip screen from Riley Christensen-Richardson.
Oh,
left all alone, doesn't take the three. Fires it into the paint, stolen by Rickert. looking there for Tess Rosowski. Rickard stepped in front. Now Regis a chance to take a double-digit lead. Alame Cooper driving baseline. And Saren Siegenthaler to Rickard. Rickard hard to the basket and scores. And a timeout taken by McDonald with 2:50 to play, down 10. We'll step out, be back after this on WOGO Sports, back in 1 minute.
Save smarter and grow your funds faster with a certificate from Royal Credit Union. Royal's 4.25% 9-month certificate has no minimum opening balance and a locked-in rate for a guaranteed return at maturity. Open a 4.25% APY 9-month certificate at any Royal office or online at rcu.org/certificate-saver. Early withdrawal penalties could reduce earnings and principal. APY accurate as of 12/5/24, insured by NCUA.
Quality Propane and Fuels, Northern Wisconsin's trusted propane supplier since 1996. At Quality Propane, we're committed to the highest level of service for all our customers, residential, commercial, and industrial. Quality Propane always brings you competitive rates through our strong focus on efficiency, and we use the very latest technology to keep your family safe and cut energy costs. Payment programs available to fit any situation. Call 723-9490, stop by the office, or visit qualitypropaneandfuels.com.
Welcome back to McDonald Central High School in Chippewa Falls. A much higher scoring first half than the first time these two teams met. Mark Maloney, 30-20. Regis with the lead by 10. McDonald with the basketball, 2:50 to go. Foul trouble has certainly been an issue in both games for McDonald.
Yeah, they just got to heat up here again.
Riley Christensen Richardson, right side to Tess Rosowski. Pass to Aaron Siegenthaler, to Emily Hartman, wide open along the baseline, passed up the three, instead goes reverse.
Perfect. High off the glass and scores.
That's a big-time bucket for Emily Hartman and McDonald.
It was a beautiful shot.
Regis up 8, 2:22 to play. Rickert hands off to LMA Cooper. LMA dances into the lane, leans up with the right hand, and somehow scores. Goodness gracious.
Yeah, I don't know how she got that off. She's a good player.
Emily Hartman in the right corner. Up top, leaves to Riley Christensen Richardson on the right wing. Scoots it across the floor. Emily Hartman, wide open look at a three, too strong. Rickert with the rebound. Under 2 minutes to go. Long pass ahead for Regis. Foul and one. Leaking out there. And getting ahead of everyone was Carly Borst. And Borst with the basket and a chance at a three-point play. Minute 48 left. Free throw too long. Lane violation on McDonald. And Borst will get another shot at it. Kendall Heffler is going to come in for Tess Rosowski. The minute 47 left. 9 fouls against McDonald, just 3 against Regis here in the first half. It's a 12-point Ramblers lead. 4-second free throw. Missed that one as well and knocked out of bounds. And they're saying last touch by McDonald. Kendall Heffler was battling Malia Cassing for it. Guess yeah. Kendall touched it last.
She didn't think so. I didn't think so either.
Inbounds, almost stolen by Kendall Heffler. She knocks it right back along the baseline. Rickert will try again. They were looking for Cassing underneath. Minute 45 left. Rickert finds a cutter hard to the hoop, and scoring is Borst again. And a steal by Borst. Borst high off the glass, scores again. Oh my goodness, Carly Borst is a wrecking crew right now. 38-22, and McDonald needs to try to keep this one from getting away from him. Minute 20 left. Claire Ruff to try to stem the tide for three. No, Kendall Heffler fighting for the rebound underneath. She's rocked as Cassing drives her to the ground, fighting for the ball. And possession will go back to Regis. They lead by 16. A Minute 9 left. Inbounds to Kara Olsen. Olsen across the timeline. Throws right side. That's Hawker. Hawker up top, Kara Olsen. Olsen floats it over to Rickert. Rickert shoots a casting left block extended with 56 seconds left. Ball loose there in the floor. McDonald push ahead to Riley Christensen. Richardson down the lane. Can't get the layup. Emily Hartman offensive rebound. Kick out Aaron Siegenthaler to clear Ruff. Ruff between her legs in the right corner. Working around to Riley. 38-22. McDonald down 16. 38 seconds left. Emily Hartman flips it out. Aaron Siegenthaler passes up the three. McDonald working around the perimeter to Kendall Heffler left side. Bounce pass back up top. Aaron Siegenthaler with 25 seconds. Aaron right wing finds Kendall Heffler. Kendall takes a three and splashes it. She did that in the first matchup against Regis as well. Kendall Heffler, right corner pocket triple. Well, they needed that one. 38-25 and a steal by Claire Ruff, knocked out of bounds by Regis. 4.4 seconds left. And the Lady Macs make a late push right before the buzzer here. Riley Christensen Richardson will inbound. Gorse right in front of her at midcourt. Riley floats into Aaron Siegenthaler. Aaron to beat the buzzer for three. Oh. Comes up just short.
Looked on.
38-25. Regis has opened up a big halftime lead in a game that's been very competitive, but the Ramblers taking advantage of McDonald turnovers and fouls down this stretch. We'll see what the second half has in store. We'll step out and be back in 3 minutes. This is Lady Macs Basketball on WOGO Sports and the new WOGO Sports channel on YouTube.
At Post Glass and Mirror, quality comes first. Maybe you need a beautiful storefront window or a show-stopping custom shower door. Post Glass and Mirror can custom cut glass and mirrors and offers quick replacement of fogged or broken windows. And if your windshield takes a hit, they offer free mobile service and can recalibrate the advanced driver safety system after windshield replacement for all makes and models. Post Glass and Mirror is also hiring auto glass technicians, window installers, and in-shop repair technicians. For commercial, home, and auto glass, call Post Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls.
H&R Electric in Chippewa Falls wishes McDonald basketball the best of luck this season. Just like strong practice habits are the backbone of a championship team, the wiring is the backbone of your home or business. Whether you're a contractor, business owner, or just looking to make some home improvements, H&R Electric is your solution. Call them at 715-723-2977. That's 723-2977. H&R Electric in Chippewa Falls. Proud to back the Max.
Whether it's in education, business, or athletics, being part of a team is something truly special. This is Jamie Liebrandt, Market President at Northwestern Bank, and every day our team is here for you, for your family, your business, and your community. At Northwestern Bank, you'll find all the technology and services of big banks, but in a personal setting that shows that people are what we value most. Northwestern Bank, building stronger communities where people matter. Member FDIC.
Only the best. That's what you get from Stelter Incorporated and the concrete they provide. For three generations, Stelter Incorporated has been helping turn people's dreams into reality with the highest quality ready-mix concrete tested every day. Stelter mines and processes the aggregates themselves, and their fleet of dump trucks and drivers are here to serve you. Expect the best. That's what you'll get from Stelter. Stelter Incorporated, online at StelterIncorporated.com.
Here's what customers are saying about Wurzgalla Plumbing and Heating.
We've used Wurzgalla for plumbing and HVAC for decades. They're the only ones we trust.
Wurzgalla did a fabulous job with my plumbing project. Highly recommend.
They do a great job every time, and they're prompt even in the dead of winter.
Wurzgalla Plumbing and Heating would love to earn your trust as well. From that leaky faucet to installing a new furnace or an entire bathroom or kitchen remodel. Free estimates. Call 839-0707 or go to wurzgalla.com.
Competition drives us to be our best. That's why sports are such a valuable experience for all of our young athletes. At Toys and Ford, we know the importance of good competition. It's easier than ever to shop for a new car or truck, and that's pushed all of us at Toys and Ford to be better at what we do in creating a great experience for our customers. It's the reason that we have the slogan, "You'll find a friend." So before you head to the next high school game, stop into our all-new dealership in Chippewa Falls and see why you'll find a friend at Toys and Ford.
Welcome back to Halftime here on WOGO Sports. Caleb Swenson, Mark Maloney with you on 103.1 FM AM 680 and WOGO.com. Also, the all-new WOGO Sports live video stream. We'll step into a world of pure imagination. McDonald Central Catholic High School and Notre Dame Middle School proudly present Roald Dahl's Willy Wonka. Join us January 30th through February 2nd for an unforgettable musical production by our talented students and dedicated Max Theater Arts Department. Evening shows start at 7 p.m. with a special matinee on February 2nd at 2 p.m. Get your tickets now. Visit McDonaldAreaCatholicSchools.org and click the button to reserve your seats today. End of year events coming up here, actually really not end of year, but kind of beginning of the next quarter here. And so make sure, again, you see Willy Wonka here at McDonald. Your impressions of the first half, again, game of runs back and forth, and Regis certainly had the most extended run to open up this 13-point lead.
Yeah, I think the McDonald girls started out really well, hanging with them. But then it seemed like the turnover bug kind of bit us a little bit here. We had, I got us down for 11 turnovers there, and it kind of all happened maybe right after about the 6-minute mark when Regis had that big push. The girls just kind of fell apart a little bit there, and, you know, we're rushing the passes a little bit, rushing the shots a little bit. And again, foul trouble, like you mentioned. Again, I like the aggressiveness. But I think, I think Regis is playing just as aggressive. I think they can even out that foul number up there on the scoreboard. Nothing against them referees out there. I'm a referee myself, but sometimes you just wonder what they're looking at. So, the second half coming out, we can't play timid. We have to go after these guys and see if we can't take a little bit of that 13-point deficit down.
For scoring in the first half, LMA Cooper leads all scorers with 16 points. 10 for Carly Borst, and a lot of those coming in a late surge in the first half for Carly. Izzy Rickert had 9. So again, kind of the usual suspects for head coach Chetty Joas. They are a talented team, maybe not as deep as they've been in other years, but very talented. And 3 points for Malia Cassing. On the other side for McDonald, I'll lean on you to tell me what you've got, if you've got that added up here, as I think I may have missed a basket in there. But have Claire Ruff down for 9 points,
yes,
in the first half. 5 for Emily Hartman.
Yep.
5 for Kendall Heffler, and 4 for Ann Siegenthaler.
Exactly.
All right. And that seems like we are missing a basket, because McDonald has 25, and that's 23 points. So we'll figure that out while we take a listen to the first half highlights here on WOGO. It sounded like volleyball team that went to state. Blocked by Claire Ruff. Down along the baseline, denies a shot. Ruff now on the run. Attacking, goes in hard, hangs in the air and hits. Just gone by, first half. Cooper up top. Riley Christensen-Richardson is coming to the game for McDonald. Bounce pass at the high post. Almost a walk and a steal instead by McDonald. Siegenthaler to Riley Christensen-Richardson. Back to Siegenthaler. High off the glass and scores.
Great ball work between those two girls. Can't let her be that wide open.
A 3, a 2, and a pair of free throws for LMA Cooper. It is a 5-point lead for Eau Claire Regis, 11-6. Claire Ruff to answer. That one rims in! Caller up top. She's double. Drops off to Claire Ruff. Ruff left side feed for Riley Christensen-Richardson. Floats over to Tess Rozowski. High catch. Loops it back over to Riley. Bullet pass down low. Kendall Heffler up and in for 2.
Kendall was calling for it. They got it to her for
a nice
layup.
Nice feed. Wide open for 3. That one side of the rim. No. Rebound to Claire Ruff. That was a good look for a talented shooter in Izzy Rickert. Now Claire Ruff has Rickert behind her. Drives right to the basket. Hangs and hits.
Nobody's going to stop her. She's going to take it.
6. Kendall Heffler misses from along the baseline. Off the feed from Aaron Siegenthaler. LMA Cooper, full speed, down the lane, blocked. That one sent the other way by Kendall Heffler. Now McDonald on the runout. Claire Ruff goes hard to the...
Got a heat up here again.
Riley Christensen-Richardson right side to Tess Rozowski. Tess to Aaron Siegenthaler to Emily Hartman, wide open along the baseline, pass up the 3, instead goes reverse.
Perfect. High off the glass and scores.
That's a big-time bucket for Emily Hartman and McDonald. Perimeter to Kendall Heffler, left side. Bounce pass back up top. Aaron Siegenthaler with 25 seconds. Aaron, right wing, finds Kendall Hoeffler. Kendall takes a three
and splashes it. She did that in the first matchup against Regis as well. Kendall Hoeffler, right corner pocket triple.
And that's how the first half sounded. We're back in half a minute with Mark Malone's military shoutouts.
Location. It's very important. But what happens when you can't get to the glass repair shop to fix your windshield? Call White City Glass. They'll come to you. It doesn't matter if you're in Abbotsford, Arcadia, Rice Lake, or Hudson, or any place in between. They've installed thousands of windshields in thousands of places for 50 years. They know what they're doing. It's your car. It's your choice. Tell your insurance company you insist on White City Glass.
White City Glass.
Both teams warming up as we begin the second half here on WOGO Sports. WOGO Sports on YouTube. It's our halftime tradition. Mark Maloney's military shout-out, so please take it away, Mark.
All right, let's get this going. Glenn Maloney out at McGuire Air Force Base. Our granddaughter, Freya, is going to be two here in about a week or so. She's walking all over the place. As you remember, she was a little girl when she was born at 1 pound, 12 ounces. She's doing really, really well. Alex Maloney down at Barksdale Air Force Base, Louisiana. Jordy Kubishik up at Eielson Air Force Base, Alaska. Kyle and Nicole Liedholm out at Yokota Air Force Base, Japan. Greg Hovland is out at Davis-Monthan in Arizona. Sarah Passon-Bovey with the 133rd Minnesota Air Guard. Kristen Levesser is also with the Air Force National Guard out of Minneapolis. And I caught up with Ellie Eckes, who told me she will be commissioned to a second lieutenant this summer in the Wisconsin Army National Guard. So congratulations to her. Your brother Evan is in the Navy, I believe, and he is going to be going out on some tour this summer too. So Evan's kind of looking at getting his military career going, and so that was my abbreviated version there, and we'll keep this going here. There's quite a few on this list. We got 18 people on the list, but you know, I'm going to be talking to some recruiters here, and let's see if there's any new people we can add to this list. But again, a lot of things happening out in the world, maybe some good things happening shortly out over in Israel there. Again, these guys are in harm's way all the time, so we sure do appreciate our military out there.
And again, we'd always love to add more to the list as well. McDonald, original starting five, back out there. A long jumper from Claire Ruff rims in and out.
And
we have a whistle.
There's something out on the floor.
And so they're going to stop momentarily.
Yep.
To get that back into the student section. Whatever it was, some sort of piece of garbage.
Yep.
Stelter Inc. works every day to bring you the absolute highest quality and longest lasting concrete with a fleet of dump trucks and drivers at your service. As Regis hits a three from the left side. That was Kara Olson. Olson with the three. And that lead opened back up for Regis as they score the first points of the second half. 41-25, back to a 16-point advantage, the largest for either team tonight. And Siegenthaler has it the right corner. Kendall Hoeffler driving hard against Malia Kassing, lost it out of bounds off the miss, back to Regis. And Stelter Inc., a fleet of dump trucks and drivers at your service, the highest quality and longest-lasting concrete, and three generations of turning dreams into reality. Always proud to support local sports. Visit StelterIncorporated.com at StelterIncorporated.com. Bullet pass down low from Kassing to Borst, and Borst again scores. They have had no answer for her down low.
Oh, she's
Borst with 12 points. Foul is Chloe Flanagan, knocked to the deck incidentally by Malia Kassing. 16:37 to play. Well, it's time to call Rizgalo Plumbing and Heating for that long overdue bathroom remodel. Treat yourself to a walk-in shower or jacuzzi, or finally add that extra bathroom you've been doing without. Call Rizgalo Plumbing and Heating for a free estimate, 839-0707 or Rizgalo.com. Another turnover by McDonald. As a steal. by Kara Olsen. Olsen up top to Malia Casting. She runs into some trouble. Finds Izzy Rickert. Rickert to Boris. Boris double down low, high off the glass. Misses, but a foul.
And Kendall's second.
When you're looking for a financial partner who has your best interests in mind, stop by Royal Credit Union. Royal's there to help you reach your financial goals and gives great advice that you can trust. See everything Royal Credit Union has to offer at rcu.org. That's rcu.org. Borst misses the first free throw. 43-25 Eau Claire Regis. 16-14, an eternity left in the second half, and McDonald's going to need a spark quickly here. Second free throw missed as well, and Kendall Heffler with the rebound. Long cross-court pass to Aaron Siegenthaler. Aaron across the timeline. Puts it on the floor with the left hand, trying to split a couple double teams. Tied up. And possession will go to Regis.
Trying to make things happen in the middle there was Aaron.
It looked like there may have been some hands reaching in that kind of helped aid Aaron getting tripped up there, but no whistle. Chloe Flanagan will take a seat. Riley Christensen Richardson back in. 2 minutes gone by here in the first half. Second half, rather. Izzy Rickert across the timeline for Regis. A drop down to Malia Casting. Casting kick back out to Kara Olsen. Olsen, her pass knocked away by Claire Ruff, but Casting gets it back to Rickert. Rickert for three, back rim, no. Rebound batted to the arms of Siegenthaler, and a reach in and a foul on Regis. Just their seconds of the second half. And that whistle will go against Kara Olsen. Also her second foul.
We need a basket here, girls.
Aaron Siegenthaler to Riley Christensen Richardson, and Siegenthaler at the foul line. Tip pass back out to Riley. Riley to Aaron Siegenthaler, right side. Guarded closely by Ella Mae Cooper. Ella Mae steps in and takes the ball away. Down the lane, layup good.
She picked her pocket pretty clean.
Ella Mae Cooper unofficially with 18 points. 45-25, 20-point lead for the Ramblers of Eau Claire Regis. McDonald, of course, won the first matchup between these two teams at Regis, 42-39. Regis trying to return the favor here. Missed free throw line jumper by Siegenthaler. Outlet pass to Ella Mae Cooper. She will run across the timeline. Ella Mae called for a carry.
Yep.
Quality Propane and Fuels, Northern Wisconsin's trusted propane supplier since 1996, residential, commercial, and industrial. Quality Propane always brings you competitive rates and the latest technology to keep your family safe and cut energy costs. Call 723-9490, stop by, or visit qualitypropaneandfuels.com. Claire Ruff up top to Aaron Siegenthaler. He's in the left corner for Riley. Christensen Richardson driving in the paint, throws up a hard shot with the right hand, no good, rebound to Borst. Olsen to Rickert, right side. Out beyond the arc. Rickert to Kara Olsen. Olsen steps into a three from the right corner. Off the mark. Rebound to Riley Christensen Richardson for McDonald. Ella Mae Cooper takes away another pass. Another easy layup.
She saw that one coming.
14:07 left.
Timeout, McDonald.
McDonald takes a timeout. We'll take a break as well. Back after this on WOGO.
Want to reach more local customers? Advertise on WOGO Sports.
Yes. Position, oh, but there's a shot by Ethan Foyles. A razor sniper shot right there. Upper right-hand corner, we're tied.
Another three on the way for McDonald.
Oh,
Eli, step, bucket for step from the left wing.
Advertise in WOGO's broadcasts of local high school sports. Call us anytime or click on advertising at WOGO.com.
The Y, where your membership comes with an entire community. Now with three full-service membership branches in Eau Claire and Chippewa Falls. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley membership rates are among the lowest in the area. Child Watch, monthly Parents' Night Out events, family fun zones, group exercise classes, including yoga, and much more are all free with your YMCA membership. Learn more about the YMCA of the Chippewa Valley at www.ymca-cv.org.
Welcome back to WOGO's coverage of McDonald basketball. You can watch live WOGO Sports on YouTube. It's been all Regis for a while here after most of the first half was competitive. Now 47-25.
Yeah, the Mets need to haven't scored yet in this half, so we need to get that going.
Still almost 14 minutes to play here, over 14 minutes to play in the second half. Aaron Siegenthaler right side to Ann Siegenthaler. Drops a bounce pass to Clear Ruff. She's triple team, throws one up with the right hand. Won't fall, but a foul. And she will go to the line, shooting two. So Claire Ruff will try to break that goose egg on the scoreboard in the second half for McDonald.
She does.
And she will with the first free throw dropping through. Ruff has had a nice game. Now in double-digit points unofficially, 10. 47-26, Eau Claire Regis. Second free throw is good as well. 4-for-4 from the foul line, Claire Ruff. And Ann Siegenthaler a steal. Siegenthaler kick out to Ruff right side to Aaron Siegenthaler in the right corner. Aaron in front of her own bench. Drops a bounce pass to Kendall Heffler. Long cross-court skip, Claire Ruff in the left corner. Guarded by LMA Cooper. Claire goes behind her back. Up top, Aaron Siegenthaler between the wheels. 13:30 to play. 47-27 McDonald. Down by 20. This is a battle between two first-place teams in the Western Clover Belt. Kendall Heffler driving into the body of Malia Casson. Kick out Riley Christensen-Richardson. Long three rammed in and out. And Siegenthaler tips the offensive rebound down low to Claire Ruff. And Ruff is held up. Jump ball possession to McDonald.
Right call there. That was a good block. Both girls had the ball.
13:09 to play. McDonald down 20, but with possession here. And to Claire Ruff. Ruff called for a walk. Fighting for Chippewa Falls on the field as a coach and in the courtroom, Dave Check in the Check Law Office, making you part of the team. Olson across the timeline. Flips it over into the left corner. Jumper rims in and out. Battle for the rebound. Malia Cassing wins that battle and goes up and in for two. Cassing good position there. Missed by McDonald, but an offensive rebound.
Claire for
another
a shot.
Jumper no good.
Jump ball.
Jump ball again. The number of jump balls we've had called in this game is about the number we've had in the last five or six games combined. Possession goes back to Regis. Chloe Flanagan will come in for Aaron Siegenthaler. 49-27 Regis with 12:41 to go here in Chippewa Falls. Leah Cassing, a couple dribbles in the backcourt, then finds Izzy Rickert. Rickert hesitates, takes it across the logo right side. Back to LMA Cooper, almost had her pocket picked by Claire Ruff. LMA gets held up. Riley Christensen-Richardson will be called for the foul. Chippewa Auto Body and Service, always here to help, located behind Burger King. Chippewa Auto Body and Service is your local choice for vehicle repair, body work, tires, and beautiful detailing. Free car wash with every oil change, Chippewa Auto Body and Service. Thank you to Gavin Bovey, our camera operator here on site, for the WOGO Sports live video stream on YouTube. Zach Wycheck, our home-based producer, and Hallie. Turnover by Regis as Olson walked with it. It's back to a McDonald possession. 49-27 Eau Claire Regis, almost one-third of the way through the second half. Claire Ruff to take it across the timeline, floats it to Chloe Flanagan in the forecourt. High post feed, Siegenthaler kick out, Emily Hartman, good looking at three, just doesn't go down. Battle for the rebound, LMA Cooper has it. She twists around a defender. LMA Cooper down the lane behind her back. Beautiful pass. And a score. And that was Borst with the bucket. Blocking foul called on the other side. 11:43 left to play. 51-27 Regis. They've had kind of an up-and-down season. Lost not only to McDonald, but to Neillsville, to Cameron earlier this week. Are we just looking at full strength tonight? Claire Ruff draws a foul as she traverses across the lane. Pulled up at a tough angle and will be rewarded with a trip to the line, shooting two.
Olsen picked up her third.
Team's fifth. McDonald just committed two fouls here in the second half as Ruff hits the first free throw. Claire Ruff has had a nice night from the foul line. 51-28 the score. Second free throw for Ruff. She stays perfect at the stripe. 51-29. 11:38 to play. Well, mark your calendars. McDonald Area Catholic School's biggest fundraiser, Spring Spectacular, is happening March 29th, 2025. Get ready for an unforgettable evening to celebrate and support Catholic education. Stay tuned. Exciting details, including the evening's entertainment, are coming soon. Don't miss it. Save the date. Spring Spectacular, March 29th. LMA Cooper up top. Crosses over at the foul line. Spins in the lane. Pulls up from 10 feet. Rattles in and out. Rebound Hartman. To Riley Christensen-Richardson. Bobbled pass by Kendall Heffler. Turnover to Regis. Rickert will push across the midstripe. Rickert holding, waiting. Finds LMA Cooper. Aaron Siegenthaler about to check back in for Coach Williams. In the lane, bump and whistling a foul on Kendall Heffler. And it's her third. If you're looking for a bright start for your little one, McDonald Area Catholic Schools is accepting applications for the 2025-26 school year. St. Charles Preschool and Primary School has openings in 3K, 4K, and kindergarten programs. Qualifying families can attend tuition-free through the Wisconsin Parental Choice Program when you apply by April 17th. Give your child an exceptional Catholic liberal arts education, caring and small class environment, but hurry, spaces are limited. Whistle and another foul.
That's an illegal screen.
An offensive foul against Eau Claire Regis. Claire Ruff doing a good job standing up to that one. Again, spaces are limited. St. Charles Preschool and Primary School openings in 3K, 4K, and kindergarten programs. Find out more. Visit McDonaldAreaCatholicSchools.org or call 715-723-0538. Today, on the run, Chloe Flanagan takes the inbounds pass, being pursued by LMA Cooper. Finds Claire Ruff in the right corner. 51-29, Eau Claire Regis. 10:40 and counting to go here in the second half. Whistle up top. Reach and foul on LMA Cooper. Chloe Flanagan able to induce that, and that will send Chloe to the line, shooting a 1-1. So
already
a little bit of the opposite here in foul differential, as we saw in the first half. And McDonald, again, best way to pull back into a game when you're down big. Score with the clock stopped. First free throw for Chloe, no. Too strong. Claire Ruff with some pressure in the backcourt. Rickert gets it across the logo. Rickert just outside the lane, keeping the head up, kick out to Kara Olsen. Olsen guarded by Chloe Flanagan. Drops it down in the post. Looked like an extra walk.
You bet.
Yes.
They caught it. They caught
right
it.
On top of that, Carly Borst with the infraction. 10:18 to go. Still lots of time left. McDonald down a lot, but they'll be in bonus the rest of the way.
Plenty of time here.
Aaron Siegenthaler across the timeline. Chloe Flanagan in the forecourt. High post feed. Emily Hartman kick out to Aaron Siegenthaler, right wing. Trying to avoid the double. Bounce back to Chloe Flanagan near midcourt. Chloe to Emily Hartman at the foul line. Pulls up from 17. No. Rebound battled for by Kendall Heffler. She's doubled. Kicks back out Chloe Flanagan. Aaron Siegenthaler, right wing, in front of her own bench. Siegenthaler holds and walks with the basketball.
Didn't quite see that one, but
yeah, I'm not exactly sure, but we'll call it the difference in viewpoints from up here versus down on the court level. Matinee Max basketball tomorrow afternoon. Big game for Adam Schilling's boys. We haven't seen them for a bit. Good to see them back in action. They've won seven in a row. including two huge road wins this week against Durand, Arkansas, and Fall Creek last night. Got another big game tomorrow on the road at Bloomer. 2:10 start on WOGO and WOGO Sports on YouTube.
Jump ball, you
another
bet.
Another jump ball down low. LMA Cooper missed one shot, and then the tie-up by Ann Siegenthaler. That'll send possession back to the Lady Macs.
I went down to that Fall Creek game last night. The boys played very well.
Tess Rozowski for three. Front rim, no. Offensive rebound. And Siegenthaler, Aaron Siegenthaler.
Her first basket of the night.
Drops it in. A little teardrop from in the lane. 51-31. Hawker in the backcourt being pursued by Claire Ruff. Hawker, the 5'4" senior. Rickert, elbow jumper, right side, good. And a smooth shot. Izzy Rickert into double digits. 53-31. Claire Ruff, speaking of smooth shots, drains a three from the left wing. 53-34, 19-point lead. Second three of the game for Claire. Rickert to answer for three, and she will. Right corner.
Quick shot.
Again, since about two-thirds of the way through the first half, Regis has just had their A game. 56-34, turnover by McDonald. And an errant pass going into the lane. Hawker up top with 8:20 to play. Rickert high on the left. Claire Ruff guarding her. Rickert right side to Hawker. Wide open for three. That's good. Left all alone. Timeout on the floor. 30-second break, and we're back here on WOGO Sports. This is Lady Macs Basketball.
At Chippewa Valley Financial Services, they know that taxes and bookkeeping are a necessary part of life and business, but often the last thing you'd like to be working on. With offices in Chippewa Falls and Eau Claire and a full staff of accountants, bookkeepers, and tax preparers, Chippewa Valley Financial Services stands ready to help businesses and individuals, taking away the burden and freeing up your time for what matters most. For taxes, accounting, and bookkeeping, there's only one name you need to know: Chippewa Valley Financial Services.
Welcome back to WOGO Sports coverage of McDonald Basketball. Eau Claire Regis, a 59-34 lead over the Lady Macs with 8:06 to play here in the second half. Regis looking to split the season series after McDonald took the first game back in early December, 42-39. Aaron Siegenthaler for McDonald trying to go coast to coast. Won't roll in for her. Now a whistle down low and a foul against the Macs. 7:56 to play. Tess Rozowski picked up the foul. Team's fourth, her first. Rickert doubled in the backcourt through
travel.
Siegenthaler's, and she was called for steps. I was going to say it looked like maybe an elbow went a little high there as well, too, and I thought maybe that was what the whistle was, but
I did too.
For
but
a travel first.
It might not have been an all, you know, a real aggressive elbow, which is why he kind of made up it with a travel.
So McDonald inbound. Tess Rozowski throws into Claire Ruff right in front of her own bench, drops it down to Kendall Heffler. Backing in on Cassing, goes high off the glass. No. Cassing scrambling for the rebound, able to take it away. Ella Mae Cooper across the timeline against Ann Siegenthaler. Drops a low bounce pass that's stolen away by Aaron Siegenthaler. Aaron ahead to Claire Ruff. Ruff right side trying to cross over and has her pocket picked by quick hands from Izzy Rickert. Rickert to Ella Mae Cooper. Walks into the forecourt. The Siegenthaler's looking to trap. Both Ann and Aaron ducking through both of them, and a travel called on Ella Mae Cooper. 7:10 remaining, 59-34, Eau Claire Regis. 25-point lead. Winner of this game, at least temporarily in first place in the Western Clover Belt Conference. Fall Creek will certainly have something to say about that. Aaron Siegenthaler up top at the foul line to Tess Rozowski. Passes up the three to Claire Ruff. Ruff pulls up, left elbow jumper just rimmed out. Offensive rebound, Kendall Heffler too strong. Fight for the rebound again down low. Who's going to come up with it? Out of bounds to Regis. Good hustle down low by Ann Siegenthaler, but not quite able to come up with it.
They go hard after those rebounds.
McDonald Area Catholic Schools, safe, faith-based, quality education. Witness the McDonald difference. Schedule your visit today at McDonaldAreaCatholicSchools.org. And a pretty full house here tonight, youth basketball night. A lot of energy in the building. That energy has remained on the Regis side. Blocked from behind by Claire Ruff, and an offensive rebound and an end one, and another end one for Carly Borst. She has just been a lot to handle down low. Double-digit rebounder on the season, the leader for Regis in that category, and Borst just has a knack for finding the basketball and going up strong. 61-34. Free throws good as well. ...62-34. Regis up by 28. Ruff to Aaron Siegenthaler, to Ann Siegenthaller attacking. Beautiful bounce pass down.
Very
low,
nice.
Up and in for two. Kendall Heffler wrapping the bounce pass around Ann Siegenthaler. And Heffler, the senior, says thank you very much. 62-36. Another feed to Borst. Borst had it maybe tipped, blocked from behind by Kendall Heffler. Kendall throws it right back away, though, and commits the foul, trying to prevent an easy layup from Rickert.
Yeah, she did a nice job down there getting that rebound and then turned around and threw it to the wrong person.
We'll contact Chippewa Falls State Farm agent Michelle Mua at 715-726-1919 for life, home, car insurance, and more. Michelle and her team. More of that in a moment. Ella Mae Cooper to Malia Cassing at the high post, and she throws it away. Nick Tabbert, good catch there from News 18. Again, Michelle Mua, State Farm agent, her team treat you like family with unforgettable service and great coverage. Get a free quote now. MichelleMua.com at State Farm agent Michelle Mua in Chippewa Falls. Claire Ruff to Aaron Siegenthaler across the timeline with a pass to Ann Siegenthaler. And back up top to Aaron. Shoots into the corner. Tess Rozowski passes up the three, swatted out of bounds by Izzy Rickert with 5:26 left. 62-36. Eau Claire Regis, 5:26 to play here for McDonald. Inbounds to Ann Siegenthaler. And back out to Tess Rozowski. Tess down the right side of the lane. Kicks it out. Claire Ruff. Ruff up top. Pulls the trigger on a three. Comes up short. Rebound batted back in bounds by Emily Hartman to Tess Rozowski. Tess. It's a timeout called by her bench. 5:10 left.
Full timeout.
We'll step out. Be back in 60 seconds. This is Lady Max Basketball on WOGO Sports.
Welcome to the bundle event. Entering now are undisputed tag team champions, the midsize SUV and the mid-century modern. Together with a State Farm agent, this auto and home duo are a powerful force of savings, service, and customizable coverage. Now, let's get ready to bundle.
Contact State Farm agent Michelle Mua in Chippewa Falls for a free quote. MichelleMua.com.
Availability and amount of discounts and savings vary by state.
Save smarter and grow your funds faster with a certificate from Royal Credit Union. Royal's 4.25% 9-month certificate has no minimum opening balance and a locked-in rate for a guaranteed return at maturity. Open a 4.25% APY 9-month certificate at any Royal office or online at rcu.org/certificate-saver. Early withdrawal penalties could reduce earnings and principal. APY accurate as of 12/5/24, insured by NCUA.
Five minutes, 10 seconds remaining here in Chippewa Falls. Stephen Deb Racer Gymnasium inside McDonald Central High School in Chippewa Falls. 62-36, Eau Claire Regis with the lead over McDonald. 62-38 as Claire Ruff takes the inbounds pass, traverses to 10 feet away in the lane, and drops one in for two. And Claire's been the most consistent offense for McDonald here tonight. Regis the other way with Rickard up top. Finds Ella Mae Cooper. She's doubled. Ella Mae skips between a couple defenders. In fact, goes by all five McDonald defenders on her way to the hoop. Left-handed layup, no, but a foul. 4:40 left. And we've seen McDonald against elite teams a lot this year. They've had a tough non-conference schedule. Ella Mae Cooper, first free throw, rims out. And we've seen some impressive wins against Durand, Arkansas, against Regis, but we've also seen times when maybe against some of the top flight teams, as Cooper hits the second, things start to spiral a little bit in the wrong direction.
Yes.
And unfortunately, that's kind of what has happened here tonight. The effort has been there.
Without a doubt, here's Claire from the corner.
Ruff for another three, splashing home.
Claire Ruff, as we mentioned, one of her most impressive offensive outings, her third triple. She's been perfect from the foul line. Reach-in foul on Ann Siegenthaler.
No, that'll go on Emily.
No, Emily Hartman, rather. Fouls have evened up now. 4:15 left, 63-41. You're just up 22 with Ella Mae Cooper at the line. This will be a 1-1. That was the eighth team foul on McDonald, the third on Emily Hartman. As the free throw good for Ella Mae Cooper. And again, all that to say, this is such a young team for McDonald in so many ways. Young in varsity experience, young in class as well. As
yes.
The second free throw is good for Cooper. And so again, still growing, but as we've mentioned several times, the potential is there, but you want the potential to be realized as we get into the latter half of the season, second half through the conference schedule, of course, and then into the tournament as well. So we're up to Coach Williams and her staff to try to bring the best out of this team. Miss by McDonald, and another
Tessa
quick foul on Tess Rozowski.
It's her fourth.
Regis will shoot the final 1-1, and then it'll be double bonus the rest of the way. 24-point lead for the Ramblers with 3:48 left. Tess Rozowski out. Riley Christensen-Richardson back in. Kara Olson at the line. Shooting this 1-1 for head coach Teddy Joas. And the free throw is good for Olson. Her first attempt from the line tonight. Coming up, we'll have the Post Glass postgame show brought to you by Post Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls. Stats, highlights, analysis. We'll talk with head coach Sally Williams. Second free throw good as well for Olson. 67-41 Regis. And Siegenthaler going across the lane. Floats one up with the right hand and in. And Ann's played much more limited minutes than she's used to just because of the foul trouble. Ella Mae Cooper, left corner against Claire Ruff. Floats it up top, Rickard. Rickard, drop down to Borst. Borst, good catch, but has to save it back in bounds. And coming ahead of everybody is Siegenthaler down the lane. Challenge, no. Offensive rebound, put back is good. Riley Christensen-Richardson.
Her first points of the night.
Good to see Riley get on the scorer's column.
Travel
call on Ella Mae Cooper. Good defense down there by Aaron Siegenthaler. Gives Ella Mae a hand. 3:02 left to play. 67-45. Regis leads by 22. McDonald into the forecourt and Siegenthaler. Siegenthaler down the lane. Euros by casting too strong off the glass with a left-handed layup. Rebound to the Ramblers. Ella Mae Cooper to Kara Olson. Olson floats one in the corner. Rickard wide open for three. That one right in and out. Long rebound. Push ahead to Siegenthaler. Siegenthaler down the left side of the lane. Can't push one up with the right hand. And Ella Mae Cooper pulls the rebound down. Cooper at the left elbow. And we have a whistle
screen.
And an illegal screen called on Regis. With 2:27 left, ball goes back to McDonald.
That was Cassing. It's fourth.
Team's eighth. Offensive foul, so no free throws for McDonald. Miriam Siegenthaler across the timeline to Riley Christensen-Richardson. High post feed to Ann Siegenthaler. Back to Riley. Good look at a three. Left side rattles in and out. Rebound to Kara Olson.
Good look. Good shot.
Riley Christensen-Richardson picks the pocket of LMA Cooper, but LMA gets it back at midcourt. And now a whistle as she splits a double team. 2:01. We've seen the quick hands from Riley a few times here tonight. And now LMA Cooper, catching her breath at the free throw line, will get a pair of free throws. A double bonus. That was the second foul on Riley Christensen-Richardson. First free throw is good for LMA Cooper. With 2:01 left, Regis with the lead. Second free throw is good as well for LMA Cooper.
Regis isn't calling the dogs off. They're pressuring them full court.
Kendall Heffler gets by her defender along the baseline, wraps a pass around to Riley Christensen-Richardson, who goes up strong and earns a foul. A minute 47 left. And this is a rivalry game, a game for first place in the conference. Certainly means maybe a little bit more, as the first free throw no good for Riley with a minute 47 left. Second free throw for the sophomore, that one too long as well. Long rebound tracked down by Carly Borst. Rickert puts it in the hands of LMA Cooper, who will take it across the timeline. Right side to Hawker, up top, Rickert. With a minute 36 left. Tie up. Timeout taken before the tie, it looks like. We'll see. No?
We're going to give him a foul.
Oh, a foul. All right. So that'll go against McDonald. And that will send Regis to the line with a double bonus. And so Coach Williams is going to send in some reserves. Chloe Flanagan will be back out there as well, but it's like Buescher will come in. And Tess Rozowski also coming in soon as Rickert hits the first free throw to make it a 70-point night for Eau Claire Regis. That's the first free throw of the game for Izzy Rickert. Forrest and LMA Cooper will take a seat. Rickert will too if she hits this free throw, but she will not. Emily Hartman boxes out her defender for the rebound. 70-45 Regis. Riley Christensen-Richardson kick out to Chloe Flanagan. Minute 22 to play. Chloe up top, directing traffic, throws to Riley high on the left. Riley pulls up, foul line, jumper, back rim, no, rebound by Rickert. Shoots a bounce pass out to Kara Olson with a minute 5 remaining. And if you're just joining us, a game that started out very competitive, was tight within just a couple possessions for the first half or so of the first half. Then Regis really started to pull away, and it's been pretty much all Ramblers since, not for lack of effort from McDonald, but whistle with 44.3 left. The Ramblers just have had their A game here tonight. Kind of what people expected. So Emily Hartman, her fifth foul. Misfelt will come in for her. Lauren Misfelt, the senior, 5'5". And Rickert back at the line. Senior again shooting two. First free throw rattles in. 71-45 Regis. Two free throws in a row for Izzy Rickert. And Post Glass postgame show coming up, brought to you by Post Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls. Second free throw perfect for Ricker, and that will allow her to be subbed out. Lauren Buescher will inbound to Chloe Flanagan. With 40 seconds remaining. Tess Rozowski right side, up top, Riley Christensen-Richardson. Pass in the left corner. Back up top to Riley. Swings to Tess Rozowski right side, Chloe Flanagan. Puts on the floor with the left hand, up top, Lauren Misfelt. Left side, Tess Rozowski, the senior, to Chloe. Passes in the corner, knocked away. Not touched by Regis, last touch by McDonald. Just out of the reach of Riley Christensen-Richardson. 20 seconds left. Regis will presumably dribble it out here with Hawker, the senior, taking it across the timeline. 72-45. Ambler's right side. Pass up top to Hawker with 3-2-1. That'll take it to a close here in Chippewa Falls. Eau Claire Regis making a statement here to get the season split with McDonald. McDonald wins the game at Regis. Regis wins the game at McDonald. And the Ramblers now 13-4 on the season. McDonald falls to 7-8. Lady Macs are now 5-2 in the Western Clover Belt Conference. And Regis is now 6-1 in first place. We'll step out, be back in 3 minutes with the Post Glass postgame show brought to you by Post Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls. Quality service, affordable prices for commercial home and auto glass. Visit postglassandmirror.com. We'll be back in 3 to give you the stats, highlights, analysis, leading scores, and a conversation with head coach Sally Williams. That's all ahead in 3 minutes here on WOGO Sports as Regis defeats McDonald 72-45. Back after this.
Quality Propane and Fuels, Northern Wisconsin's trusted propane supplier since 1996. At Quality Propane, we're committed to the highest level of service for all our customers, residential, commercial, and industrial. Quality Propane always brings you competitive rates through our strong focus on efficiency, and we use the very latest technology to keep your family safe and cut energy costs. Payment programs available to fit any situation. Call 723-9490, stop by the office, or visit qualitypropaneandfuels.com.
What are customers saying about Post Glass and Mirror?
Amazing job on my screens and very friendly.
I absolutely love my new Lindsay vinyl windows.
Prices are the best in town, along with fast customer service.
Got two heavy glass shower doors from Post Glass and Mirror. High quality, excellent service.
When I picked up my car after they replaced my windshield, it was cleaner than when I brought it in.
For commercial or residential glass and recalibration of the advanced driver safety system after windshield replacement for any make and model, call Post Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls. PostGlassAndMirror.com.
H&R Electric in Chippewa Falls wishes McDonald basketball the best of luck this season. Just like strong practice habits are the backbone of a championship team, the wiring is the backbone of your home or business. Whether you're a contractor, business owner, or just looking to make some home improvements, H&R Electric is your solution. Call them at 715-723-2977. That's 723-2977. H&R Electric in Chippewa Falls. Proud to back the Macs.
Whether it's in education, business, or athletics, being part of a team is something truly special. This is Jamie Liebrandt, Market President at Northwestern Bank, and every day our team is here for you, for your family, your business, and your community. At Northwestern Bank, you'll find all the technology and services of big banks, but in a personal setting that shows that people are what we value most. Northwestern Bank. Building stronger communities where people matter. Member FDIC.
Only the best. That's what you get from Stelter Incorporated and the concrete they provide. For three generations, Stelter Incorporated has been helping turn people's dreams into reality with the highest quality ready-mix concrete tested every day. Stelter mines and processes the aggregates themselves, and their fleet of dump trucks and drivers are here to serve you. Expect the best. That's what you'll get from Stelter. Stelter Incorporated, online at StelterIncorporated.com.
Yep, it's cold. And as you're spending extra time indoors, you realize it's time for a change. No, not a tropical getaway. Something a little more practical, like that long overdue bathroom remodel from Burzgala Plumbing and Heating. Treat yourself to a walk-in shower or a jacuzzi. How about finally adding that extra bathroom in the basement? Call Burzgala Plumbing and Heating for a free estimate and make the dream happen.
We welcome you into the Post Glass Postgame Show, brought to you by Post Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls. Caleb Swenson along with Mark Maloney. And before we talk with head coach Sally Williams shortly here, and I know she was feeling pretty under the weather here, and so hopefully we'll still be able to chat with her, but completely understand if not, too, as, again, there's been a lot of sickness that folks are dealing with here and finals week. And so as she told me before the game, she said it's been a week. It has indeed. And certainly a difficult loss here tonight as well. But before we dive into this a little bit more, Mark, with some of the highlights and things of that nature, too, even listening back to our highlights, you know, one of the things that is going to come out when we replay those is saying the effort was there, and it was there. It wasn't a McDonald team that just kind of rolled over for Regis here tonight. They played hard, played tough, but again, Regis had their A game, and when things kind of got rolling in their direction, the momentum was a little bit too much to stop.
Yes, I agree. I mean, the first half, you know, the first probably 10 minutes or so, I thought the McDonald girls were playing very, very aggressive and did a really nice job out there. So again, Regis did have their A game going. They played very well. LMA, I got her down for 27 points, and I think we held her to quite a few less than that in the first game. So I think the kids did a nice job out there. Regis has got a good basketball team. I think our turnovers, maybe Coach will talk a little bit about that, too, with the turnovers that we had. They're probably not the best time to have turnovers. So we got Coach Williams here right now.
And, Coach, thank you for joining us here on the Post Glass Postgame Show. Again,
yep.
Brought to you by Post Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls. And, Coach, so what Mark was just alluding to, again, turnovers, we mentioned this so many times, too, that it can really make or break a game when you're playing a high-level opponent, and certainly probably more than you would be comfortable with tonight.
They come in spurts. It's more of that than anything. I wouldn't say, actually counting them up, it looked like right around what we've been at. It's been like low 20s, which still obviously too high, but not anything that we haven't played with. It was more the shooting tonight and when the turnovers came. I think when we were coming back and then all of a sudden we turn it over, or we got a turnover but we can't capitalize. I mean, it's the momentum of, oh, we didn't hit that shot or we didn't capitalize. And tonight, give them credit. They hit the shots. Everyone came to play tonight for them, and we just went cold.
And, Coach, you mentioned before this game that it would be a game of runs, and that's what we saw for a lot of the first half, is back and forth. Neither team really able to get more than, say, a couple possession advantage. But it seemed like, again, toward the end of the first half, they made a push, and you guys just weren't quite able to make that push back, that counterpunch.
Yeah, I mean, part of it, we're battling foul trouble again, and that's been our kryptonite as well. I mean, when we don't have rotation that we normally want in together as a group, because we're trying to fill the holes of with some fouls, and that hurt us tonight. We had them. We were going back and forth, like you said, keeping it close is what we needed to do at half, and then they just got out too far ahead of us at halftime.
Coach, when you look at some of these troubles with foul trouble, because we've seen this again crop up in other games too, is it sometimes where you have to say, let's be smart about the fouls that we're taking, because again, when they're happening 60-70 feet from the basket because we turned the ball over and then out of frustration, you know, reached in, those are just not the fouls that we want to be taking when maybe we're not as deep as we've been in other years?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, obviously any foul that's 80 feet from the hoop is not a good foul, and those are just going to rack up and hurt us when we need those players. And so, and only having 10 on the bench, I mean, we need everybody. And so that's never ideal.
I liked the aggressive play, Coach. I really did. The fouls were, you know, not in our favor in that first half. I think it was 9-3 up there on the board. But I just thought that our girls were going after it. And you have to play that way. You know, take what you can. I think some of that stuff, the fouls were there. But the aggressive fouls, any coach would love to see that.
Well, yeah, and those are, I mean, those aren't the fouls. Yeah, absolutely. Like the ones that we are making aggressive plays on, trying to create something happen, those for sure. Like I'm not mad about those. It's the ones where, like you said, out of frustration or we're reaching over, which is not smart when they, you know, they have inches on us and it's those types of things. But, yeah, absolutely. I mean, they battled hard from start to finish, and I'm proud of them for that. And like I said, like our shots just weren't falling, and I think the gap would have been a lot closer had we capitalized on those. It was in and out every time, whether it was a layup, whether we had a good pull-up, all the things that we practiced, those were the shots that we were getting off, and they just weren't falling for us tonight.
Yep. And again, I think some of the turnovers that we did have were just so unlucky. You know, Claire bouncing it off her foot and some other things that just, you know, weren't turnovers that, you know, necessarily you would think would be a turnover that you want to mark down. Yep. It was like, no, let's not count that one. You know, when you're dribbling it off your foot and she's trying to make things happen, and I think somebody else had another turnover that was just an unlucky turnover.
Yeah, I think we had three people dribble it off their foot, actually.
I think you're right.
Well, Coach, again, even if the execution wasn't quite what you would have hoped tonight, we know the effort was there, and that's what we've seen from this team, and continuing to see you guys grow, and we'll look forward to seeing you again next week.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, we got to learn from this, and we got another game on Monday. I mean, it's you know, you learn from it, and you look forward, and, I mean, we got to keep growing and keep building on what we have and not lose confidence. So.
Coach, we'll be here on Monday, and we'll look forward to it.
All right, sounds
Thanks,
good.
Coach.
Thank you.
That's head coach Sally Williams, and again, always appreciate her time here on the Post Glass postgame show brought to you by Post Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls. We'll take a 2-minute break and be back to give you more thoughts on this one as we wrap things up from Chippewa Falls. Once again, the final score, Eau Claire Regis 72-45 over McDonald. We're back after this in 2 minutes on WOGO Sports.
Competition drives us to be our best. That's why sports are such a valuable experience for all of our young athletes. At Toyson Ford, we know the importance of good competition. It's easier than ever to shop for a new car or truck, and that's pushed all of us at Toyson Ford to be better at what we do in creating a great experience for our customers. It's the reason that we have the slogan, "You'll Find a Friend." So before you head to the next high school game, stop into our all-new dealership in Chippewa Falls and see why you'll find a friend at Toyson Ford.
To help simplify life, people are looking to their homes for more comfort and enjoyment. New home builders as well as remodelers are completing their bathroom projects in style with luxury shower doors from White City Glass. 3/8 or half-inch shower doors from White City Glass offer a quality that is evident, making shower time more relaxing any day of the week. Are you ready for luxury, style, and relaxation? Make the right choice for your shower doors. See White City Glass today.
Want to reach more local customers? Advertise on WOGO Sports.
Position, but there's a shot by Ethan Foyles. A razor sniper shot right there, upper right-hand corner. We're tied.
Another three on the way for McDonald. Eli, step, bucket for step from the left wing.
Advertise in WOGO's broadcasts of local high school sports. Call us anytime or click on advertising at WOGO.com.
Building stronger kids, stronger families, and stronger communities. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley offering 3 full-service locations in Eau Claire and Chippewa Falls. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley is open 7 days a week, and membership rates are among the lowest in the area. Find your community with group exercise classes, and the Y welcomes families with kids. Ask about their monthly Parents Night Out event, Family Fun Zone, and Child Watch service. All free with your Y membership. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley.
Welcome back to the Post Glass postgame show brought to you by Post Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls. They're now hiring for auto glass technicians, window installers, and in-shop repair technicians. Join the team today. Click on careers at postglassandmirror.com. Let's look at the leading scorers on both sides here. And we'll see if our numbers agree as, again, as things
get busy during the game. I've realized, especially with our new live video stream on WOGO Sports on YouTube, not always keeping track the way I was before with some of the stats. But what we had for Eau Claire Regis, I had 17 apiece for Izzy Rickard and Carly Boris. We'll see if that agrees with what you got. I had 25 for LMA Cooper, and I know you mentioned 27. But again, a phenomenal game for the former Lady Max player. So 25 is what I had unofficially, and 17 apiece for Izzy Rickard and Carly Boris, who are both phenomenal. The junior Rickard and the senior Boris. The senior Malia Cassing had 5 points, 5 for Kara Olson, the senior, and 3 for Abby Hawker for Eau Claire Regis. On the other side for McDonald, just a phenomenal game from Claire Ruff. She hit 3 triples, had 23 points. I believe she was perfect from the foul line as well, too. Just an excellent game from Claire. What a nice spark for McDonald when they really needed it. 23 for her. No one else in double digits. Had Kendall Heffler for 7 points, and Siegenthaler, who battled foul trouble, had 6. 5 for Emily Hartman, 2 apiece for Riley Christensen-Richardson and Aaron Siegenthaler. And again, when you look at leading scores for both sides, for Regis to have 3 players with a stat line like 25, 17, and 17, that shows their balance. And it wasn't a game where, as great as she was, where LMA Cooper just came in and dominated everything from start to finish. She was getting help, and that's maybe what she hasn't always gotten this time. And not for lack of talent from her Regis teammates, but again, just maybe as they get acclimated to playing together for the first time this year, maybe we didn't see that quite as much the first time these two teams played. And now, again, Carly Borst and Izzy Rickard in particular really, really stepped up for the Ramblers tonight, and that made a huge difference for Coach Teddy Joas.
And again, I think our girls played some awesome defense against LMA. She is a fantastic player. You cannot take that away from LMA. She's a good basketball player, and she's only a sophomore. She's just going to keep getting better and better. But I thought Ann was defending her for quite a while, did a great job on her, and then Riley was out there battling with her too, and Riley just wasn't taking any of her guff there, so she played hard on her too. And sometimes those refs kind of let them play there. There was a lot of bumping and banging going on there. So I thought, you know, defensively, I thought our girls did a nice job against LMA. But again, LMA is just she's a playmaker. You know, if she gets around you and through you, something's going to happen.
She's just that good. The degree of difficulty on some of the shots she made, you just tip your cap. She's a phenomenal player. Again, very likely going to be playing Division I basketball, and could be pretty high level Division I basketball, the trajectory that she's on. But when you have a player like that, you have to make them work for their points. You know they're going to get their points, but make them work for them. And just like you mentioned, I think they made LMA work. Had to play hard here tonight to get that 25. Again, she's averaging almost 22 per game. But you make her work, and you're hoping that her teammates maybe don't have quite the game that they did. Again, just a lot of credit to the rest of the Ramblers. They're becoming a more complete team, and again, they're going to be a tough out in the tournament.
Yep, you had Carly Borst and Izzy Rickard that did a nice job there contributing too. So, you know, and again, a lot of that was some good feeds from LMA. Like I said, when she drives to the basket, things are going to happen. So, those two girls adding their points to the mix kind of didn't help, but the girls did, I thought, a really, really nice job out there defensively.
Well, let's take a listen to the second half highlights. Maybe not quite as many as we had in the first half, but they sounded like this on WOGO Sports. 3:31. Claire Ruff, speaking of smooth shots, drains a 3 from the left wing. Regis up by 28. Ruff to Aaron Siegenthaler, to Ann Siegenthaler attacking. Beautiful bounce pass down. Up and in for 2. Kendall Heffler wrapping the bounce pass around Ann Siegenthaler. And Heffler, the senior, says thank you very much. Kind of what has happened here tonight. The effort has been there.
Without a doubt. Here's Claire from the corner.
Ruff for another 3. Splash it home.
Claire Ruff, as we mentioned, one of her most impressive offensive outings, her 3rd triple. It was indeed, again, with 23 points for Claire Ruff. That's how it sounded here on WOGO Sports. Again, make sure to subscribe, if you would, to the WOGO Sports YouTube channel. You can watch a replay of this one if you missed the fact that it was streaming live on YouTube. And you can never miss a game again for our Chi High McDonald coverage here on WOGO. This has been the Post Glass and Mirror postgame show. Post Glass and Mirror can fix commercial or residential glass, replace it, bring it in, and install it new. Recalibration as well, the advanced driver safety system after windshield replacement for any make and model. Call Post Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls, postglassandmirror.com. And before we give final thoughts here on this one, Mark Maloney, a quick look ahead at our WOGO sports calendar. We're right back to the action tomorrow on the radio and on WOGO's YouTube channel as well. I know you won't be there, but Mr. Kurt Galvez is going to be joining me tomorrow at Bloomer for the boys game, so we'll look forward to that. Our intrepid PA announcer will be bringing his dulcet tones to the radio.
Good.
And that'll be a matinee game, 2:10 p.m. tomorrow afternoon.
Good fit there. That'll be nice to have him taken over there. Yeah, I'll be right here back here on this court myself, reffing the games in the afternoon.
And again, that'll be a huge game for Coach Adam Schilling's McDonald boys as they are trying to remain unbeaten in 2025. They've won 7 games in a row, including 2 huge road wins this week at Durand, Arkansas, and at Fall Creek. And now, again, a very, very tough Bloomer squad. They have 5 guys averaging double digits. Coach Keenan Dahl is doing a tremendous job with them up there. But on the other side, Coach Schilling, I think, is getting his young men rounded into shape as well, too. And so it should be just a great basketball game tomorrow at 2:10.
I thought they played an awesome game last night down at Fall Creek. I mean, from start to finish, they got ahead. Fall Creek never took the lead. They got within 2 points.
Yeah.
At one point, and then the McDonald boys never relinquished the lead, and they took it right away. And they did. They played a really, really nice game offensively and defensively. So hopefully they're starting to peak at the right time.
A look ahead at our WOGO sports calendar, which you can also view at WOGO.com as well if you're curious what's coming up. And make sure to follow us on social media as well. But next week, again, on the radio and on WOGO's YouTube channel, on Tuesday, it'll be Chippewa Falls Menominee girls hockey. They're playing very well against the Western Wisconsin Stars. And then it'll be boys hockey, Chi High, taking on River Falls on Thursday night. Next Friday night, we'll have McDonald boys basketball against Oak Claire Regis. But before all of that, on Monday night, we'll get another look at these McDonald Lady Macs as they take on Amory in non-conference action here in Chippewa Falls. WOGO Hallie Eau Claire Chippewa Falls. A salute to our camera operator, Gavin Bovey. His first time running the camera for us for our live video stream. Did an excellent job, and we're looking forward to having him back running it again next Friday night as well. Zach Wycheck, our producer and board operator at the WOGO Studios in Hallie. And for Mark Maloney, I'm Caleb Swenson saying good night from Chippewa Falls and Senior High School Chippewa Falls McDonald as we bid you adieu for less than 24 hours before we're right back at it tomorrow with boys basketball. Once again, your final score, the Eau Claire Regis Ramblers 72, the McDonald Macs 45. This has been McDonald Lady Macs Basketball, a presentation of WOGO Sports. Good night from Chippewa.
McDonald Max Basketball at WOGO has been brought to you by Northwestern Bank, White City Glass, Toyce and Ford of Chippewa Falls, Johnson Roll-Off Service, TTM Technologies, by Quality Propane and Fuels, Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, Royal Credit Union, the YMCA of the Chippewa Valley, Holly Bobby of Caldwell Banker Bernizer Realtors, the Check Law Office, Dave Check Attorney, and by Nicolay Bank. Also by Post Glass and Mirror of Chippewa Falls, Kurth Heating and Cooling, Wynn Family Dentistry, Chippewa Auto Body and Service, Chippewa Valley Technical College, Ashley Construction, Peterson Volker Funeral Chapel and Cremation Service, by Wiersgala Plumbing and Heating, Culver's of Lake Hallie and Chippewa Falls, East Loken and Associates LLC Professional Land Surveying, Chippewa Valley Financial Services, and by Stelter Incorporated. Thanks for listening to McDonald Max Basketball on WOGO Sports. We now return to our regularly scheduled programming already in progress.
WOGO, go Max, your sports station.